Ship commissioning from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, en.wikipedia.org. The ceremonies involved in commissioning ships into a military force are based on traditions thousands of years old. Ship naming and launching are the inseparable elements which endow a ship hull with her identity. Yet, just as many developmental milestones must be passed before one takes his place in society, so too must the newly launched vessel pass such milestones before she is completed and considered ready to be designated a commissioned ship. The engineering plant, weapon and electronic systems, galley, and multitudinous other equipment required to transform the new hull into an operating and habitable warship are installed and tested. The prospective commanding officer, ship's officers, the petty officers, and seamen who will form the crew report for training and intensive familiarization with their new ship. Ship and crew must function in total unison if full potential and maximum effectiveness are to be realized. The most modern naval vessel embodying every advantage of advanced technology is only as good as those who man her. Prior to commissioning, the new ship undergoes sea trials during which deficiencies needing correction are uncovered. The preparation and readiness time between christening, launching, and commissioning may be as much as 3 years for a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier to as brief as 20 days for a World War II landing ship. The Monitor of American Civil War fame was commissioned less than 3 weeks after launch. Commissioning in the early United States Navy under sail was attended by no ceremony. An officer designated to command a new ship received orders similar to those issued to Captain Thomas Truxton in 1798. "Sir, I have it in command from the President of the United States to direct you to repair with all due speed on board the ship Constellation lying at Baltimore. It is required that no time be lost in carrying the ship into deep water, taking on board her cannon, ammunition, water, provisions, and stores of every kind, completing what work is yet to be done, shipping her complement of seamen and marines, and preparing her in every respect for sea. It is the President's express orders that you employ the most vigorous exertions to accomplish these several objects and to put your ship as speedily as possible in a situation to sail at the shortest notice." Captain Truxton's orders reveal that a prospective commanding officer had responsibility for overseeing construction details, outfitting the ship, and recruiting his crew. When a captain of this period in our history determined that his new ship was ready to take to sea, he mustered the crew on deck, read his orders, broke the national ensign and distinctive commissioning pennant, caused the watch to be set, and the first entry to be made in the log. Thus, the ship was placed in commission. Commissionings were not public affairs, and unlike christening launching ceremonies, no accounts of them are to be found in contemporary newspapers. The first specific references to commissioning located in naval records is a letter of 6th November 1863 from Secretary of the Navy Gideon Wells to all Navy yards and stations. The Secretary directed, "Hereafter, the commandants of Navy yards and stations will inform the department by special report of the date when each vessel preparing for sea service at their respective commands is placed in commission." Subsequently, various editions of Navy regulations mentioned the act of putting a ship in commission, but details of a commissioning ceremony were not prescribed. Through custom and usage, however, a fairly standard practice emerged, the essentials of which are outlined in current Navy regulations. Officers and crew members of the new ship are assembled on the quarterdeck or other suitable area. Formal transfer of the ship to the prospective commanding officer is done by the Naval District Commandant or his representative. The transferring officer reads the commissioning directive, the national anthem is played, the ensign is hoisted, and the commissioning pennant broken. The prospective commanding officer reads his orders, assumes command, and the first watch is set. Craft assigned to naval districts and shore bases for local use, such as harbor tugs and floating dry docks, are not usually placed in commission, but are in an in-service status. They do fly the national ensign, but not a commissioning pennant. In recent years, commissionings have come to be public occasions more than heretofore had been the practice. Guests, including the ship's sponsor, are frequently invited to attend, and a prominent individual may deliver a commissioning address. On 3 May 1975, more than 20,000 people witnessed the commissioning of USS Nimitz, CVN 68, at Norfolk, Virginia. The carrier's sponsor, daughter of the late Fleet Admiral Chester Nimitz, was introduced, and the President of the United States was the principal speaker. Regardless of the type of ship, the brief but impressive commissioning ceremony completes the cycle from christening and launching to full status as a warship of her nation. This article was taken from Ships of the United States Navy, Christening, Launching, and Commissioning, 2nd edition, which was prepared for and published by the Naval History Division of the Department of the Navy, Washington, D.C., 1975, and therefore is in the public domain. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the new free documentation license available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.